Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilosoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorced Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Most of the podcasts I do, if not all, are extremely positive, inspiring, happy, want to make people feel better. And the title of this might have you feeling otherwise because it's called Two Ugly Words in Divorce, Hate and Vindictiveness. And that doesn't sound very happy to me. So I want to start off before I start talking about hate and vindictiveness by saying that I'm going to put a positive spin on these and I want to talk to you about them so that I can help you deal with either you feeling like you hate your ex or whether you feel like your ex hates you and is being vindictive or both. Maybe you're just at that point in your marriage or your divorce and you guys just feel like you hate each other. And you know, I really don't like the word hate. I don't like to use it. I'm a really emotional person. And when I get upset, I'll say like, I hate him. Or I used to say that when I was getting divorced. And I don't really think people mean it a lot. It just feels good to say it. And maybe you're really emotional. Or maybe you're listening to this and you're like, oh no, yes, I do hate my ex. And that's okay. We have to hope that that won't be the case after the divorce is over, when everything calms down, and when you can both start moving on in life. So I want to start off by saying that I wrote this article called The Vindictive Ex, When Hate Comes Before the Children. And would you believe it is the number one most read article on Divorced Girl Smiling? Like, I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, wow, there must be a lot of people feeling like their ex is vindictive. And it resonated with people. So most divorced couples, you know, obviously have issues with each other. And getting divorced comes with a lot of pent-up resentment that you had during the marriage or during the divorce or even after the divorce. And hopefully these negative feelings go away, like I said. But there are some people who just can't let things go. They just feed on hate and they just harbor it. And they have this desire for revenge. And everyone listening probably knows people like this. And they're thinking, oh yeah, that's like so-and-so. The vindictive ex is somebody who feels wronged, whose life is not going well personally and is completely focused around hurting their former spouse. They have tons of anger that they just can't let go. So they do horrible, disgusting things. And I'm going to tell you a couple true stories, real life examples of a vindictive ex because they want to get even, they want to destroy their spouse, whatever. These are real life examples. Okay, here goes. I know a woman who told me her ex-husband. I know a woman who told me that her ex-husband put antifungal cream on her toothbrush. They were separated, but they were still living in the same house. I mean, that is awful. Another woman told me her husband loosened her brakes in her car so that they would fail. Okay, he knew how to do auto mechanic stuff and he did that. Now they had children together. Can you imagine? So she's driving and her car brakes don't work. She didn't get into an accident. No one got hurt, but she is 100% sure her ex-husband did it. What if her kids were in the car? The ex-husband didn't even care. That's how vindictive people can get when they're upset by a divorce. All right, story number three. A vindictive ex-wife brainwashed the children into thinking their father was a sexual abuser. And by the way, I know like three or four of these stories that this has happened. She pressed charges, She made stuff up. She told the kids to lie. It was just awful. Okay, number four, another woman's ex-husband stole her car. Number five, a woman told her children, "Your father doesn't want me or you guys anymore. He has moved on." Number six, a guy told his daughter, "Your mom said you are a fat pig and you need to go on Weight Watchers." Number seven, a man told his son he wasn't paying for his cell phone anymore because mom took him to court and took away all his money. So he actually cut the kid's cell phone off and discontinued the service. A vindictive ex is a planner, a manipulator, a liar, and spends time scheming and concocting strategies to destroy the ex because that is the only way they know how to deal with their hurt, their anger, and their rage. Oh, I forgot another story I just heard. A couple was fighting over who gets custody of the dog. So the guy actually put the dog to sleep. I swear I am not lying. It's heartbreaking. These are heartbreaking, awful stories. And nobody should do anything like this. It's just so sad to me. So here are some possible outcomes of the vindictive ex. One, they ruin an innocent person's life, either by injuring them or causing them legal or financial issues. They ruin the kids' lives because they are hurting the kids. A couple of those stories, as you heard, involve kids. And they ruin themselves. So when somebody is cruel and destructive, do you really think they like themselves? No. They don't want to be this way because really, innately, we're all good people. I mean, except for sociopaths. But nobody wants to be the vindictive person. They can't help it. They are not well and they need help. So that is what can happen when people get vindictive. I want to move on to what I want to say to the vindictive ex. Shame on you. You disgust me. You are sick and you need help very badly. So here's some advice for somebody who has a vindictive ex. First of all, do not hesitate to get a restraining order against your ex if you feel unsafe. You're not being overly dramatic. It's not unnecessary. This is your life. And if God forbid something happens to you, a court of law has a very big first step in convicting your ex. Secondly, if you think about it, anyone can make up lies about anyone. They can hire an attorney to try to sue you and take your kids away from you. And the person can call the police and say, "My ex-wife is physically abusing our son." I mean, anyone can do it. It's really scary. And it comes down to, a lot of time, your word against his or hers, and it can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. So if you're in a position where someone is making up lies about you, you have to get aggressive and consult with an attorney immediately and see what they say, because you don't want to start off by defending yourself. I hope that makes sense. And remember this, God is our final judge. So don't turn around and become vindictive also, because you're too good for that. And your vindictive ex will get what he or she deserves. Maybe not by you, but by karma, other people, things in life, and of course by God. You just keep being the best parent you can be, and keep moving forward with your life. Let your vindictive ex wallow in their lies and their deceit. And trust me, they don't like themselves. Who would? So just keep being the good person you are. Be caring, loving parents. Control what you can. And please don't become hateful because your ex is so hateful. Which leads me to what I'm going to talk about next, which is I get a lot of emails from people who say, I hate my ex-husband. I just hate him. And men who say, I hate my ex-wife. I can't stand her. So I want to address that. But before I address it, I want to mention two divorced girl smiling partners. The first one is Katz and Stefani, a law firm based in Chicago, and they have a Bannockburn office. I love this firm so much. I have known Dan Stefani for 20 years. Dan is a wonderful human being, but he's also really, really great at litigating. So if you think you have to litigate your divorce and it's complex and there's high assets involved, Dan is a wonderful attorney. There are also 9 other attorneys at Katz and Stefani, all with different niches. I know most of them and they're wonderful. So you can find them at katzstefani.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling. The second Divorced Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is Vester Capital, a wealth management firm. Elaine Moss and Pete Mullins are a team of financial advisors. They are my personal financial advisors. I love them. I have been with them for 8 years, and they are just wonderful listeners. They will talk to you about any life decisions you need to make, and they specialize in divorce. Pete actually has a CDFA, Certified Divorce Financial Analyst credential. And they really help with financial plans, and the investment part of it has been wonderful for me. Even this past year, which was a bad market, they were great. VesterCapital.com or find them on Divorced Girl Smiling. This is the Divorced Girl Smiling podcast with your host, Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about two ugly words in divorce, hate and vindictiveness. I want to move on to I hate my ex-husband and how you can deal with that if you feel that way. So every divorced person feels angry, hurt, and resentful. That's a given, right? But I feel like when you feel deep hatred and anger, it just makes you feel worse because nobody wants to be that person. So it's important to try to let it go. And I'm not going to tell you that it's going to happen overnight. I'm not judging you, by the way, because I have been here too. It's not easy to try not to hate, but here's a few things you can do to try to get rid of your hate. Number one, write down your feelings. Write down, I hate his guts. Here's what he did to me. Here's why I hate him. He's a horrible person. When we were married and we went to this wedding 10 years ago, he was so mean to me. He threw a beer can at the window, whatever it is. Just write it down, because when you write stuff down, you get rid of it. It validates how you feel. It cleanses you. It's evidence that it actually happened, and then you feel validated. So tearing it up is symbolizing that you're too strong for this. You're choosing to get rid of it. You're a survivor and you're going to try to let it go. And by the way, if you have to write it down once a week and tear it up, do it. Number two, think about his future and your future. Which one would you rather have? I remember when I was getting divorced, I used to call my dad and I would cry and say, like, he has a girlfriend. He has more money than me. He has this. And my dad would say, who would you rather be? Would you rather be him or would you rather be you? And really, honestly, I was like, you know what? He's right. I'd rather be me. So think about that. And number three, keep saying to yourself, almost as a mantra, I am not going to have hate in me anymore, because that's not who I am. It's hard to say it. It's hard to have it sink in. But instead of feeling hate, ask yourself what you're really feeling. Do you pity him? Are you feeling like that you don't have any respect for him? Do you feel like he's a bully? Do you feel like he's mean-spirited? Instead of hate, turn the feeling into what it really is. And that will help you a lot. Work on yourself. Work on what's ahead of you. And feel lucky that you're getting out of the toxicity. I hope that makes sense to everyone, and I want to move on to one more thing. I wrote an article called Keep Hating Your Spouse, It's Really Good for You. And I wrote this article one night after I came home from like one of my kids' soccer games or track meets or something, and my ex was really mean. And I had been divorced for like a while. And I remember I was so mad because I kept thinking, why are you still mad at me? It had been like a few years. So I wrote this very sarcastic article called Keep Hating Your Spouse, It's Really Good for You. And I wrote, I think you should keep doing what you're doing. Keep hating. Keep giving your ex dirty looks at your kids' sporting events so your kids can see it. It's really great for their emotional health and well-being. They really enjoy knowing that one of their parents has deep-seated anger for the other. Keep ignoring self-awareness and accept the fact that you weren't wrong about anything. You're perfect. You're the victim. You're always the victim. He or she committed unforgivable crimes because they are the devil. There is no good whatsoever in that person, even though he or she is the mother or father of your children. Keep communicating with your ex through your kids and refuse to speak to the co-parent. It's doing wonders for your kids' self-esteem. So I go on and on about this in very, very big sarcasm. And the whole point of it is for me to talk about how awful and how much damage you're doing by showing hate, especially in front of your kids. I'm going to talk about three ways hating hurts you. Before I do that, I just want to mention two more Divorced Girl Smiling partners. The first one is divorce attorney Anna Krolikowska. So if you live in the Chicago area and you don't want to go with a big firm, Anna Krolikowska is wonderful. I was actually just on a call with her in the Divorced Girl Smiling support group the other night, the DGS Club. Look it up, by the way, if you want to be in one of our support groups. It is really a wonderful way to get hope and feel good about yourself and feel less lonely and feel connected to other divorced women. But Anna Krolikowska was on the call. I invited her to come. She is just the most warm, compassionate person. But make no mistake, even though she's that way, she's a wonderful attorney in fighting for you. And I don't mean fighting in court. Anna's whole practice is mediation or the collaborative process. But she will make sure you get what you deserve financially, assets with the kids. Really, she's a fighter, but she's such a warm and compassionate and wonderful person. Her name is Anna Krolikowska, and you can find her at annaklaw.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling. And the other person I want to mention is a divorce attorney in California named Patricia Van Herren. And Patricia, just like Anna, so warm, so compassionate. Patricia went through a divorce several years ago. She's a wonderful person. And like Anna, her whole practice is mediation and the collaborative process. I just love Patricia. You can find Patricia at pcvlawyer.com or on Divorced Girl Smiling. I want to finish up by talking about what hate will do to you. So, three things. If you keep hating, one, it will affect your professional life. Nobody wants to hear how much you hate your ex at work over and over and over again. They just don't want to hear it. And it could affect your career or your business if you keep it in your business and keep talking about it all the time. Another thing hating will do is it will affect your relationship with your children. So please, when you're around your kids, try not to think about hating your ex so much and don't talk about it with your kids. Now, am I perfect? Am I judging you? Absolutely not. There were plenty of times my kids knew how I felt about my ex, and I really, really regret it. And the third thing is it will affect your health and your well-being. Hating takes so much energy and it's negative energy, and it will affect you and cause you stress and anxiety, and it will take a toll on your physical health too. So please, please try to deal with hate in one of the positive ways that I talked about. And I know, you know, I can say, oh, let it go. It's hard to let it go. I understand how you feel. I really do. I've been there. So I hope all of this is helping. I want to leave you by telling you that I'm on your side. I'm rooting for you. You're so much stronger than you think, and everything really is going to be okay. If you surround yourself with good professionals, you can find them on Divorced Girl Smiling, and you keep getting the support that you need, and you find the love in your heart because it's there, and you are a really good person. You're a really good parent. If you want to learn more, please come see me at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you real soon.